Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the St. John's County show that is on in the morning. We have got a show that's packed full of stuff here for you today. We got a lot to talk about here today.
That could go either way.
We got some good news. We got some developing news. We got a lot going on. Definitely got a lot going on this Friday. I hope you guys are doing well out there this morning, and we're looking forward to getting into the show with you. Let's see. Before we do that, I will remind people that we got a swag store.
Yes, we do.
Did you just figure this out, Troy?
No.
You got to check it out, man. There's a lot of cool stuff in there. And you can get it all today. I mean, you can't get it today. You can order it today. You can get some of it by next week.
On its way.
Yeah.
You can get it on its way.
You can get it en route to you.
I did see, there was some of the college collection out there at Burger Day.
Yeah,
Betty was sporting that.
College collection. That was really good.
Yeah.
Can I tell you? Big development. Big development.
Huge.
We had our first kimono ordered.
No! Stop it!
What?
Yep.
Please come forward hither, my princess. Where are you?
We will see. We shall talk about the. Well,
oh wow!
We're gonna see if we can get a this person to take a picture in the kimono.
Oh, we have to.
Give us a review on how the kimono is.
How else are we gonna sell it? We need the picture.
So there is a kimono on its way to somebody's house.
You're amazing.
All right, man. What might also be on the way to your house is a new car from Bozard Ford Lincoln, because they can bring your car to you if you buy it out there. Bozard Ford Lincoln is kicking off their 74th year serving St. Augustine in Northeast Florida. That's a very long time. For 74 years. I mean, we read that every day, but that's a long time.
That's a long time.
For one family to own a dealership.
It's that's over seven. That's amazing. That's
20 years more than me almost.
Oh.
Yeah. To think of it like that, that's a long time.
Yeah, man. Wow, yeah. For three generations, their team at the dealership have grown to meet the needs of our amazing community. On the Bozard campus at I-95 and State Road 16, they're filling back up with inventory from Ford and Lincoln, along with a great selection of pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. They've got the state-of-the-art service department, the quick lane for express service and parts, and no trip to the dealership is complete without a stop at Ford's Garage for one of their signature burgers. Everything from delivery of your new car in your very own driveway to mobile service for your fleet of company vehicles or anything in between, the team at Bozard Ford Lincoln ready to meet your needs in a way that is designed exclusively for you. Come let their family take care of your family. They're Bozard Ford Lincoln, and they are driven to inspire. Also, our friends at Knick Knack Creative.
Yay!
They are a team of passionate artists and veterans of the graphic design arts, creative, and print industries. They specialize in delivering branding and commercial design with exceptional originality and making a real impact. Bring your ideas to life. Let Knick Knack Creative turn the light on for your dream by opening your business or nonprofit and turning it into a reality. They work with individuals who have big dreams and they make them into realities. Knick Knack will make your transition into full-time entrepreneur an easy one, giving you confidence behind your vision. They're the local Shark Tank. I always say that's the best way to describe them. They do a lot more, which we'll talk about a little bit more next week. There's a lot to what Knick Knack does.
Absolutely, yeah.
But this is a big element of it. Knick Knack Creative, N-I-C-N-A-C Creative.com. Also got to give a big shout out to Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations Realty and Auction, Willow and Main, Chiba Hut Toasted Sub, St. August Pizza, BHF Insurance, MamaThrive.org, and Cockadaddle-Doo. It's over here somewhere. It's right over there.
Oh, gotcha.
Yep.
I'll hold it today. Like Vanilla.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Davey is our Cockadaddle-Doo model today.
That's always my top of my resume. Get a picture of that.
I hope that Facebook doesn't ban us for that. Yeah. Let's interpret that, Facebook. Man. Good morning, everybody. How you guys doing?
Hey, happy Friday.
Yeah, oh, we are finally here.
Woo! It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
Good feeling this week.
But solid week. It was great. A great week of shows. And this is good.
It's been good. Clay, how's it going in the booth, man?
I feel like $1 million.
Why does that sound sarcastic?
Well, you're supposed to say, if you would you take $1 million? You know, if you wouldn't wake up tomorrow, would you take $1 million still?
Oh.
Oh.
So why question. Don't you wake up feeling like $1 million?
Oh, okay. Very deep.
Very. Wow. Yes.
It was, wow. There was more to that question than I thought.
It was well thought out. Do that not put
the longest answer we've ever had from Clay.
I don't think that was well thought out.
I'm not thinking much of anything.
Let's see. Question of the day, Troy.
All right. Question of the day. Over the next year, you can only listen to one CD or album. What would it be?
Okay. I think one of the most entertaining albums front to back is actually 50 Cent's first album. 50 Cent's first album. It was one of the only CDs where I could listen to every single song. Every single song.
Yeah.
And didn't mind it. So I'll go 50 Cent's first CD.
Wow, 50 Cent.
Yeah, taking it back, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the hardest question on a Friday. Because my profession, I have to make mixes and change things up. So yeah. I can't let it go. I mean, AC/DC Greatest Hits would be the only thing that I could probably survive on with the crew that I train every day. So, yeah, that's my answer. Because Thunderstruck, I mean, that is the best on a spin bike. There is nothing better on to shred that out. It's so fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Clay, you're a music man. What do you got?
Right.
I'd probably go with Sublime, maybe 40 Ounce of Freedom.
No.
Okay.
The only CD I have in my car.
So, all right. If I had to choose just one group, it probably would have been AC/DC.
Okay. Like
if I had to choose one group.
Yeah.
But the way it's written, you know, CD or album, I'm going to go with, I came down to two of them for me. Either the soundtrack for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Or the soundtrack for Forrest Gump. And I think Forrest I would probably go with Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, just it gives me a variety of different musics because I'm not a guy who gets locked. Like, I might listen to country for like 3 days, you know, and then listen to classic rock and roll, you know, and then listen to pop like the next. I mean, I can't get stuck on one music genre.
That was a solid answer. It's a great one.
So that's the one to me. Oh, Bat Out of Hell by Meatloaf. That's a great one. You know, good. So I think we're going to see some amazing albums in there.
Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barbara Jean, we knew which one she was going to go
for. Of course. I mean, hello. Hello. What are you new?
Yeah, but Little Red Corvette's not on that one.
Oh, so, that's true. Yeah, but that Purple Rain's so good.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, I like the greatest hits of AC/DC.
Yeah,
because if I got locked into one, I was going to go with Back in Black.
Oh,
but God. Thunderstruck's not on it.
I know. That's my thing. It's got to have Thunderstruck on it. Yeah.
All right. I'll be looking forward to those answers after the show for sure. This is going to be a good one. Oh, we've got a good, speaking of it, I don't think I mentioned this in the beginning of the show, but we got some pretty wild Florida Man Friday stories today.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah.
Pretty insane.
Shake it up a little bit.
Pretty insane. All right. So, Troy, quick check of the weather.
It's nice.
That quick check of the weather brought to you by our great friends at Great Expectations Realty and Auction, who can sell your home, your business, and everything in it. Check them out at geauction.com or gerealty.us. We now go high above the skies in the city of St. Augustine, where Clay Blasser and we hope Veronica are behind the controls of the helicopter.
That's right. We do have Veronica today. Look at that. Steady cam.
This week.
And yeah, you can see the roadway that looks like, I think that's
A1A. Oh, you're not sure where you are? You are in the helicopter, aren't you?
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Let's see where we are. Can you zoom in over there?
Okay.
See, Veronica, zoom in. See, there's a lighthouse.
She followed directions.
Yeah.
Wow.
Zoom here. Yeah, the lighthouse. So that's A1A looking pretty light this morning.
Wow. There's the lighthouse.
That's a little too far. Back out. Back out.
Okay. Wow. All right. Wow. All right.
Look at that.
This makes me feel like we have a real helicopter and driver.
So, yeah.
What do you mean we don't?
Yeah, I mean, we do.
It's just not Jerry today.
Very special.
Yeah.
Yes, this is what all your stars pay for. Thank you, guys. Live from the Sky No 4 now.
Look what you guys can do. We can have a smooth operation here with the stars. Great. Thank you.
If you guys want to get ahead of that for next week, just shoot some stars our way today, and maybe we can just have Veronica the whole week.
Wouldn't that be so special? Yeah. Need to set it. What is that? What does that look like? How many stars do we need? Like,
I think 10,000 a day.
Okie dokie.
It's a lot of stars.
Shake the tree.
Stars. But we could do it, guys. We can do it. All right, let's see. Moving on to the news. We have got, we don't have, I got to tell you, we don't have much additional information on the plane crash yesterday, but we'll catch you guys up on what we do know. There was a plane, a husband and wife couple driving, flying this plane. He was driving. She was a passenger. They had a dog with them. We can't release names to you as of right now. But apparently on takeoff, just didn't take off correctly. They were trying to take off from the North Florida Regional Airport, did not really get off the ground, and basically went right into the tree line that is on the west side of US 1 up near the airport. The plane caught fire. Fire crews were there very, very quickly to extinguish the fire, get the people out, and get people transported to appropriate hospitals. I believe the woman was transported to Memorial Hospital in Jacksonville. The man was transported to Gainesville, if I'm not mistaken, David.
Correct.
I think that was correct.
Burn unit, yep.
Burn unit, yep. And he was in critical condition as of reports yesterday. And we're not sure the condition of the woman at this time. Mm-hmm. There was a dog with them, and apparently the dog was found and transported to a local vet for treatment. So it's just a very, very sad situation, man.
Y'all, prayers up. Like, yeah, prayers seriously. Up.
Yeah, big time.
There's nothing else we can really say other than that right now. Yeah. Especially, my heart is on that dog. I know two humans are, you know, going on, but that, the dog, because the dog can't explain itself, you know, what kind of pain it's in.
Yeah. And Troy, as somebody who's flown small planes like this, do you have any idea what might have been the problem with getting off the ground? I know it's just purely speculation from our standpoint, but on a plane
like that, I mean, it could be a multiple things. I mean, it could be, you know, a piston didn't hit right or something like that. I mean, or he didn't have the flaps up to help him get lift. But usually on takeoff, it's not usually where the issue is at.
Right.
It's landing the plane, or you have some mechanical issues, or it's overweight. And it doesn't sound like it was just two of them and a dog.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it would have been overweight. You know, so there can be some problems when you're in an overweight situation, which took the life of Roberto Clemente. He overweighted, you know, the plane. But, you know, it doesn't sound like that's a scenario in this situation. So, I mean... It might be something mechanical that we're not aware of, and we can't, you know, I don't want to speculate at all.
Because, of course not.
We don't know exactly, what happened, and we'll probably find out more details. But there's a lot of different things that can happen, but it is unusual for it to happen,
right?
You know, on a takeoff like that.
Yeah, man. We're praying for this local family. For sure. It is a scary time for everybody right now, man. It was a wild scene, but, police and fire got there very, very quickly to help everybody involved, which is great. You know, the fire station's right down the road. Mm-hmm. So they got there as quickly as they possibly could.
It could have hit. I mean, there are houses in the area and stuff like that.
Right.
So there's a lot of other things that could have made the situation worse.
Yeah. So we'll definitely continue to keep you updated on that as information comes in, and make sure you check in on the 904 Now app for the latest. You know, probably won't go live about it again, but any new information that comes out will be in the smartphone app.
Gotcha.
We have got a guy who's in more trouble with the law than he can handle out in Pontevedra. Uh-oh. He's a former prosecutor.
Oh,
former prosecutor. Responsible for a fatal 2007 Pontevedra crash.
Mm.
He was recently apprehended again for DUI. Mm. He served 7 years in jail for this, I believe. And his name is Michael Gallagher. He's a former assistant federal attorney. Spent 7 years in prison for vehicular homicide in 2007. Been arrested again for DUI. According to the St. John's County jail records, Gallagher was granted early termination of his probation in 2017. Mm. 2 years before it was scheduled to end on March 17th, around 11:25 p.m., deputies initiated a traffic stop on a Kia hatchback. Sounds like a soul.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep. on State Road 16, For weaving within its lane of travel, Gallagher was driving, and deputies reported smelling a strong odor of alcohol coming from his breath. And
he was changing the CDs.
Sure. Having glossy eyes. I don't think that explains the alcohol in the breath and glossy eyes.
Maybe it explains Listerine and that new bad Visine that's going on. Really? Out there or something.
No, I don't. Boy, you should not be this guy's lawyer, baby.
I'm trying to help you here. Yeah. Oh, poor guy.
No, he shouldn't drink and drive.
Well, that's true. He can't handle it. No, poor guy.
At the end of the day, yeah, he's an idiot.
And this is, I mean, he spent 7 years and didn't learn his lesson.
Right. Mm. Right. Put him back in for a long time. They asked him to step out of the vehicle due to his dog barking in the back and observed an open beer can on the floorboard in plain view. This just gets worse for a former assistant federal attorney. Yeah. Gallagher denied doing any drugs or drinking and refused to perform field sobriety tests, reportedly telling the deputy, "I feel like you've already made your decision." Not a tough decision to make, it doesn't sound like. Mm. In 2006, Gallagher rammed the back of a Chevy Tahoe on A1A in Ponte Vedra, sending the SUV off the road and into a house. Hastings, a passenger in the SUV, was thrown from the vehicle and died 2 days later. Gallagher was in a BMW and was not injured, but again, did face charges and seek jail time for that. So don't drink and drive. Don't be a stupid idiot.
Yeah, you're right. He paid a lot of time in there, and he should have learned his lesson.
Should have learned his lesson, man.
Dopey.
Yep. 7 years. Well, five years, I guess.
He no longer lives in Ponte Vedra. But...
Ponte Vedra.
Yeah, Ponte Vedra.
He lives in St. Augustine.
Okay. Oh, no. Great. There we go. Wind him up. Why don't we? Wow. Here we go. Here he comes. Not happy.
No.
Not happy. He's in St. Augustine now.
No. It could have been my kid.
Mm. Yeah. Right.
Sorry.
Right. Yeah. No, no feeling bad for this guy, man. All right. Let's see. Great River cleanup. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
Me neither.
Well, you have now.
Here we go.
And you're about to tell us, and then we will have now.
Exclusive. And then the audience will know that's what we do. We all learn things here together some days. The Great St. John's River Cleanup Initiative is coming to St. John's County this weekend on March 26th as part of a collaborative effort to organize almost 50 cleanups across St. John's, Duval, Putnam, Seminole, and Volusia counties. Big effort. The St. John's Riverkeeper is partnering in these efforts with the goal of raising awareness about the importance of keeping local waterways clean and removing as much trash as possible from the St. John's River and its tributaries.
Oh.
The river is the largest, longest in Florida, stretching 310 miles from Blue Cypress Lake in Indian River County to the Atlantic Ocean in Duval, covering almost 9,000 square miles in its watershed. I didn't even realize that. Wow. I had no idea.
This land is your land.
Mm-hmm. They say the initiative is being presented by Bronco Wild Fund and local Ford dealers. I assume Bozard's in on this. Mm. Who are offering a chance for participants to win $1,000 by sharing their cleanup experience on social media using the hashtag St. John's River Cleanup and tagging SJ Riverkeeper and Yours FD.
Hmm.
Yeah, at for both of those.
I'll be doing that in comments for everybody, so you can just go to the
comments. There you go. The river is the longest in Florida. I already read that part. Well, they said it again. Volunteers can find event dates and locations on the stjohnsrivercleanup.com website, which is continuously updated as new events are added. If the dates or sites do not work with someone's schedule, there are still plenty of ways that residents can get involved and make a difference, such as picking up trash in their own neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. And I guess you can still hashtag with that stuff. Or local parks. They say these actions can be taken at a time and at any time, any day, every year. So all the time. So you can pretty much do this all the time. Just do it all the time.
Yeah.
Just help clean up
just
the environment.
Just clean up the mess.
That's right.
That's enough.
It's easy. .com. Yeah.
But Matanzas Riverkeeper, they do a lot for our waterways, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're great, man. All right. What's not great is gas prices.
Oh, shake it down.
Yeah. We are going to start with the Owens at 780 South Ponce. They're at 335 this morning. We've got the Circle K at 207, also at 335. The Sunoco at 2199. North Ponce moving up the list, 337 this morning. Ah. 450 South Ponce is at 339. All our shells are at 339 as well. 2350 North Ponce, 146 King, and 216 Ponce de Leon Boulevard, all at 339. And it jumps up to 344 at the Circle K at 4564 US 1 North.
That's that Louis Vuitton gas. Okay.
That's the designer gas.
That's the designer gas.
Very fancy gas.
Yes.
At some of these places.
You have to pump it with your pinky out.
That's right. You get that pump.
No, that's... Yeah, those were the full service ones.
That's Jersey. Exist.
Can I check your oil?
You guys, that is Jersey. That's a thing. Like, you don't get out of the car.
They still do that in Jersey?
Yeah.
No way. Always state you can't pump your own gas. You're not allowed to pump your own gas in Jersey.
Awesome.
It used to be Jersey.
Does that say something about you guys' IQ, that you're not allowed to handle flammable liquids by law?
Probably, yes. I will say yes.
There was like a, you know, one of those candid camera type things where they hid cameras, and they said, okay, you get 50 cents off if you go around and you pump your gas on the other side. And there were a lot of people in Jersey that didn't know how to do it at all.
Yeah, I'm serious.
That was probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But like 5 years ago, Oregon finally changed their rule. So it used to be two states that couldn't pump their own gas. Only Jersey is now.
I can remember having a couple full service stations here. One of them was out here off of, Masters? Not Masters. Holmes. I get these two confused.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's the one that blew up.
Masters is the speed bump. Holmes 16. Is the
Masters. Yeah.
Masters and 16.
Yeah. Yes. That one was full service for a little while when I was a kid, and I think there was like one more, and I don't remember it.
I grew up with full service.
Right.
Mm. Like it just started, like you pumped your own gas, like just as I kind of got into high school.
Yeah.
Like, and it was still kind of 50-50. And then by college, it was pretty much shifted the other way.
All right. Well, we got some live music coming to St. Augustine today and tonight as well. We got Heather Craig at Trade Winds Lounge at 1 o'clock. Yale Dre at the Cellar Upstairs at 1. Joe Downing at the Milltop at 4:30. We got Mark Hart at Trade Winds Lounge, 5 o'clock. Daron Baker, Mellow Mushroom, 6 o'clock. Not Quite Dead. This looks like the Carpetbaggers.
Oh.
At the St. Augustine Municipal Marina. We've got Jim Lamb at the Oasis Deck and Restaurant, 6 o'clock. Carpetbagger 6, if I didn't say that as well. Atlantic Alibi. I kind of like that name.
Yeah, this is kind of cool band soothing.
Name.
Yeah.
You definitely feels like a yacht rock band name, right?
Yeah.
Atlantic Alibi.
Yeah.
They're at the Cellar Upstairs at 6. Eddie Pickett is going to be at Mellow Mushroom at 6 o'clock. Trevor Compton, OC White's 6. Denny Blue, Harry's Seafood Bar and Grill at 6 o'clock. Brett Blackshear.
There he is.
Salt Life Food Shack, 6 o'clock. We've got Chelsea.
Chelsea.
That's an easy enough name for me not to mess up.
Chelsea Lynn, guys.
That's it. You just did our marketing for like 6 months because that can be a meme. So that's
where we Chelsea tonight.
Ponte Vedra Concert Hall at 6:30. Ivan Smith, Casa de Vino 57 at 7. We got Caleb Joy at River and Fort, 7 o'clock. Widespread Panic at the Amp tonight.
Okay.
All weekend. Yeah.
Really? If you're green, don't be mean.
There's going to be a cloud over.
I'll sit on the back porch.
Yeah. Be nice.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night concerts.
Tip your waitress.
There you go. Remember to tip your waitress that cloud going around.
Yeah.
They're at the Amp at 7. Josh Ford at the Milltop Tavern at 9. Cottonmouth Trade Winds Lounge at 9. And Paper City Hustlers.
Ah, our there boy.
They are. Prohibition Kitchen at 10 o'clock. Davey, tell us who that's brought by.
What are you looking at? Willow and Maine. What do you want to attract? Willow and Maine. Amy, Rachel, Stephanie, Skylar, Carly, you won't look gnarly in your Ferrari, baby. You'll go far at Willow and Maine Beauty Bar. Check out their specials on Instagram, Willow and Maine Beauty Bar. Yeah, boo.
Very good.
There we go.
Thank you, sir.
The best one of the week.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to take it.
I'll tell you, we're all crushing the reeds today.
Crushing it on the tightrope, though. We're getting there.
Yep. Let's see if I can nail Fidus here. Nail roofs, nails.
Oh, that was great. Shoot, I missed it.
Hurricane season is here. No, it's not. Damn it.
It's coming close.
I already messed it up, man. That's what happens when I drink for that. Oh, we're doing great today.
Hey, Gutters. Gutters.
Oh, wait. Too soon? Thank you, Troy, for joining the party and messing up the reads. We appreciate it. Now we've all done it today. Troy, was really just that was a pity mess up.
Yeah, it was 100% a pity mess up.
All right. Now's still a good time to get your roof inspected. It's always a good time to get your roof inspected, especially before it is hurricane season, so that the insurance companies can't blame those roof damages on hurricanes, and you don't have to pay those crazy high deductibles. Mm. Get it done. You want to document those as soon as possible, and it's free. If you own a house, you need to do this every few years. If you haven't done it in the last 2 or 3 years, just have them look at it for free. It's very, very important. Local company for over 15 years. All their employees live right here in St. Johns County. They are the pros, and they do so much for our community as well. They're a great company to support, and they support you as well. 904-355-ROOF.
They do pavers
and gutters.
All right.
Made it.
There we go. All right, it is time for Florida Man Friday.
Woo!
Very excited about. Well, I'm not excited for the first guy in the first story here.
Okay.
But of course, this is brought to you by our friends at AA Bail Able Bail Bonds, 904-824-0090. If you become a Florida man or Florida woman, these are the people you need to call. They'll get you out of jail. All right. Oh, boy. Florida man cuts off wife's lover's penis and runs away with it.
We heard of this before, Lorena? No?
Yeah, no.
She threw different. That in the intersection.
Oh, this is a little different. This is the husband.
Okay.
And then the wife's lover,
oh,
and the husband cut off the wife's lover's.
Oh, yeah. Now I see. See, yeah. I went a little bit slower there. Yeah. Okay,
this
wow.
This is how do you just stand there and let somebody cut it off?
Maybe I don't know.
Sleeping? I don't know.
No, he was not sleeping, but I'll tell you what happened.
He was super sharp.
You got to put up more of a fight than this.
Chum, chum.
Authorities say a Florida man held his wife's lover at gunpoint.
Oh, okay.
There it is. I mean, look, while he's cutting it off, you need to grab the gun. You need to try.
Shaka-con.
Something.
Oh, my God. I'm like, yeah.
Authorities say a Florida man held his wife's lover at gunpoint and cut off the man's penis before fleeing with the flailing appendage.
Why did
they use the word flailing? That's what I want to know. What does this writer think? A man's penis is like a lizard tail?
We need an adjective there.
I know we didn't. We did. I guarantee you a woman wrote this article just because.
Flailing.
Flailing.
That's he just should a be word so to... lucky if it was cut off and it was still flailing. Right. I mean,
I know.
It'll grow back.
Good luck. What a mess.
News outlets reported that 49-year-old Alex Bonilla was arrested hours later after charges including aggravated assault.
Mm-hmm.
The Gilchrist County Sheriff's Office released a statement Tuesday that said Bonilla broke into his neighbor's home Sunday, tied the neighbor up.
There you go.
Wow. How does this...
So he couldn't run away.
But how do you let this happen in the beginning? I guess he tied him up at gunpoint.
He tied him up at gunpoint, not knowing the whole...
Not knowing what the plans were.
Yeah, the circumcision was coming.
Oh!
Tied the neighbor up and mutilated his genitals with scissors. Do it with a sharp knife and just get it over with. Oh, that hurts.
This...
As a man, let me explain something to women out there who may be watching. As a man, when we hear stories about this, about our genitals, we can literally feel it and it hurts.
Oh,
down
I'm
there,
feeling
you know?
It, yeah.
Like we can all literally feel a feeling from this.
Sensitive.
It's not flailing.
It's not flailing.
It's in
no mood to flail from a story like this.
So they caught the guy red-handed?
Oh, man.
Deputies say the victim told authorities that Bonilla then took the severed member and fled across the street to his own house. He just brought it home.
What are you going to put it on ice?
Put it on the mantle?
Keep it like a trophy? Yeah.
We're going to stop and take it to a taxidermist and have it stuffed.
That's my passion.
Deputies say that the motive is still under investigation. I think we know the motive.
Yeah, flailing in front of us.
An arrest report says Bonilla caught his wife and the victim having sex in May.
Oh, yeah, Mal.
The victim was obviously hospitalized.
Mm.
Oh, man, that hurts. That hurts.
God, see, muy bien, I know. Ouch.
Back to another domestic dispute we go. Florida man arrested for slapping woman with a pizza pizza.
Oh, I could see this happening in my family. That's kind of normal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a food fight.
Sounds really nice, actually.
Is that a spot? Compared to that last story, it sounds great.
I want to get pizza.
Like a slap in the face with a pizza any day over every part of that last story.
Time it up and slap me with a pizza. That's all I need.
That's right. There we go. If you replace cutting off the genitals with slapping me with pizza, might actually be a fun experience.
Might be a good one.
Might be something fun.
Was there pepperoni on this pizza?
There was pepperoni on this pizza. Okay.
Yep. All right.
39-year-old man faces domestic violence charges after deputies say that he struck a woman in the face with a slice of pizza. Deputies say that they responded to a residence in Marion County on Friday, March 17th, to a 911 hang-up call and a possible domestic disturbance. According to a probable cause affidavit, responding deputies made contact with Ortelio Lazaro Alfonso. Said that he had a verbal altercation with the victim. Deputies said that when they spoke to the victim, she told them that she had been struck in the face with a slice of pizza after an altercation over disciplining. The victim told deputies, you got slapped in the face with a pizza.
What happened?
Seriously.
It's very telenovela.
The victim told deputies that Alfonso became angry after she disciplined someone at the residence. She then advised deputies that Alfonso got in her face and pointed, but did not strike her at the time. Now, if she was disciplining, like, his child and it wasn't her child, I can see getting a little upset about this, right? I could see this being like, okay, don't put your hands on my kid. That's not your kid.
Yeah. Fine. Okay.
Right. It doesn't necessarily justify slapping someone with pizza.
I don't know.
Why waste food like that?
Seriously.
Who said it was wasted?
Yeah.
According to the affidavit, Alfonso then grabbed a slice of pizza and slapped the victim on the left side of her face with it.
Yeah, she finished that damn slice before the cops got there. All the evidence gone, case dismissed. I mean, there it is.
Yeah, that's what he should have done. What pizza, officer?
Right.
Exactly. Eat it like a Cookie Monster.
That's why you slap people with pizza.
Sauce all over you when he... Sauce all over you when she gets her...
No! What me?
What? The pizza?
We don't have pizza.
Deputy said the victim had pizza sauce on the front of her shirt, the collar of her shirt, and on the back of her shirt. She also had pizza remnants in her hair and ear area. They're acting like this is blood. It's pizza sauce.
Like really went to town.
I mean, he just slapped her in the face with a pizza.
Woo! He really got it, though.
Deputies also noticed pizza sauce on the walls and ceiling of the interior.
Could you imagine?
I mean, they really are describing it like it's blood.
No, that's a crime scene.
It's a saucy crime scene right there.
You get there as the officer.
Exactly.
Verifying. Maybe we got some more over here. Circling it.
Tape off the area. It's crime scene tape. They draw chalk around.
How saucy was this pizza?
Watch too much CSI or something.
He was placed under arrest for simple battery, domestic violence, and transported to the Marion County Jail. I got to tell you, I think this is stupid to charge the guy after slapping somebody with a pizza.
I think he really smacked the crap out of her, though.
He did still hit her.
I mean, did he hit her, or did just a...
You can't put your hands on people.
Did just a flailing piece of pizza just hit her in the face? If he had the pizza in his hand and he went like that, I can see that's something.
Okay.
But if he just hit her with a weak, wobbly corner of a pizza...
And she went down.
It's like a... what is that? That tortilla slap thing where they play rock, paper, scissors. They fill their mouth with water. And if you lose, you slap them with the tortilla.
Oh, no.
That's on his algorithm, not mine.
Okay. Well, it's on all of our algorithms.
Thank you.
Now it's on everybody.
For the plague. Thank you. Wow. But he really must have went to town on her. If like the sauce was on the back of the head and on the cabinets and the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
did he take the whole pie or was it a slice?
It was like the magic bullet. They traced it and the sauce was just has so many.
Backwards.
Right. Where did this pie come from? Where did this pizza pie come from?
Yeah. That's a saucy pizza pie.
Yes. A lot of sauce going on there.
Yeah.
A lot of passion. Wow.
Yeah. So there you go. Arrested on domestic violence charges. Don't be careful when you're having a food fight
out there, folks. Was a vegan.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yes. She was very offended by getting hit with the pizza and the pepperoni and the cheese.
Deliciousness.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Friday man food fight.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Remember, AA Bail Label Bail Bonds always here for you 24/7, 904-824-0090. If you're ever a Florida man or Florida woman, they'll get you out of jail.
He's seen it all.
That's it. Davey, not Davey yet. Troy, how do you want to go through the comments?
I'm going to frolic fast through the fascinating findings of our followers.
Okay, good deal. While you do that, Davey, tell them about Mama Thrive, please, sir.
Progressively improving for a better world, Mama Thrive is a multicultural maternal telehealth program under the Agape Family Health that ensures minority women get access to exceptional health care before, during, and after pregnancy. They provide resources and support to help mothers thrive physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially. Their mission is to become allies with multicultural maternal health journey, ensuring that minority women get access to high-quality health care before, during, and after their pregnancy. Check them out for more information, mamathrives.org.
I think there's no S on that, right?
Right.
Mama Thrive.
Mama Thrive.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Also, our friends at Bates, Hewitt, and Floyd, BHF, they've been providing insurance and peace of mind for residents and businesses in Northeast Florida for over 40 years. BHF specializes in all types of insurances, but they have a strong focus on homeowners insurance. They have a small, dedicated staff to work directly with you, their clients, and if you're not a client yet, you're just a stupid idiot. No. Christy, that's not approved by BHF.
No, that was not.
Ad read.
Nope.
That did not. Those words came from me. I can tell you as a client, I was a stupid idiot before I was a client.
Me too.
So this is how I know.
Yeah.
Christy Lawrence is our senior organizer. They're not clipping this one out to use on their website. I don't think they're clipping this one out to use on their website.
But this one's honest and tried and true. Absolutely.
That's right. That's right. From my honest perspective.
Yep.
Christy Lawrence is our St. Augustine advisor and a great human being. She brings her passion and knowledge of insurance to the table while specializing in all your personal insurance needs. Call or stop into their new St. Augustine office, conveniently located in South Park across from the hospital. Get a complimentary assessment of your current policies, 904-794-5455.
And ask for Christy. It's important. That's right.
Yep.
Heather said she's using that clip. That's so funny.
Well, I wouldn't recommend it, but it's honest.
There it is.
It's real, but I wouldn't recommend it.
I love it.
All right, Troy, what do we got in comments?
All right, so for the question of the day, I think the answers that I like the best, and I love all three of these albums, was Purple Rain, Bad Out of Hell, which we mentioned both of those, and Rumors
from Fleetwood.
So
great.
Those were the best. A lot going on. We got like the regatta that's happening this weekend, Widespread Panic, and the Seafood Festival. So there's lots to do here in St. Augustine. So it's fun comments out there.
Yeah.
Cool.
A lot of pizza comments.
I bet.
Yeah.
St. August pizza. All right. What do we got for Stoidem Stat?
All right. Stoidem Stat. We talk about gas prices all the time. I'm taking us back to 1989 Exxon Valdez.
Oh yeah,
ran aground at Prince William Sound and into the reef there, and it caused almost 11 million gallons went into the water, and it created pollution for 700 miles along the coastline. All right, and the worst part was Joseph Hazelwood also intoxicated during this happening. So it's another guy who drank and was on the job.
Okay,
and he created an environmental just debacle. But Exxon was found guilty of neglect and stuff like that. So they were supposed to pay $100 million fine and $1 billion over 10 years. They ended up paying $25 million is all they paid.
That's it.
All right. The cleanup, just the cleanup, not including the environmental damage it did, like, for years and years, the cleanup was over $750 million by itself.
Jeez,
oh, my God.
It's wild.
And people wonder why we hate big oil.
How can they walk away like that and just feel like that's okay?
Right.
$25 million.
God bless.
Yep.
Nothing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
When you're in bed with the government, I guess.
Yeah.
We had a friend who was very gassy in high school. We called him Exxon Valdez.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
Crop dusted everybody.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. A lot of fiber.
Yeah. All right. That's Stardom Stat brought to you by a pizza place they provide great ammunition if you're looking to slap people with pizza.
Their
pizzas are hot.
Yeah.
Pizzas are a little bit greasy. Their pizzas are delicious.
So fresh. It has the proper amount of drip to it. Not using the word greasy. A proper amount of drip.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
Somebody tells me there's a greasy pizza.
Oh, yeah. Really no, I like that drip. I like the fold, shake it down, and
there you go. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you're right, it is the perfect amount. Yeah. Not too much, not too little, just perfect.
That grandma's pie could have got all over the room. That might be.
Oh, yeah, that grandma's grandma's pie. You slap somebody with a grandma's pie.
Yeah. The sauce isn't as heavy. You'd have to ask for extra sauce, I'm saying, because that is more cake-like and it will absorb a little bit. So, yeah, I'm thinking thin slice on that. I know. I've been in my head about it. I know.
Davey's really been going through the menu.
I really want to know what's,
St. Augustine's pizza and saying, what would be the best to slap somebody in the face
with?
Yeah.
An extra, extra large slice? I don't know.
Find out today.
Yeah.
Go bring your friends and slap each other with pizza.
Yeah.
I might have to stop in today.
Me too.
Yeah.
Let's have a pizza fight.
I can tell you this. After the pizza thing, I immediately got hungry, and I don't know why.
They were the first place I thought of.
I did too. I did too.
All right. St. Augustine's Pizza, right in between Riberia and ML King. Plugs, guys. What do you got coming up?
Just should be a fun weekend. Enjoy all the festivities here in St. Augustine.
Absolutely. I'm on a spin bike all weekend, so anybody want to get out there, let me know.
Cool. Clay, what you got?
At bars.
Working or just being at bars?
Yeah.
Both.
Okay. Good deal. That's not bad.
I'm sure I'll see you, Clay.
Yeah.
Not working.
Thank you guys for watching. It's been a fun week. Glad you can be part of it. We will, Davey and I will be back at 3:00. We will talk to you then. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye-bye.